Rosie. Roseanne, wake up. Jack.
Is it time?
Dan, it's time. Get the keys.
I'm looking.
No, I'm not having the baby yet. No, come here. Dan, I'm having that dream where I kill Jackie again. I gotta tell you something important.
Okay, I found him. Let's go.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I've been thinking about it, and I've come to the conclusion that it's never coming out. Never. I want to be a 70-year-old woman carrying a 30-year-old baby.
Jackie, you're only 3 days overdue.
I have a 3-day-old child inside of me! Look at me! It's huge!
But you have a very pretty face. Ew, no! Look at what is that? What's that? How come it's like this?
How, Roseanne? How is this gonna come out of this?
Relax, Jackie. These have been coming out of those for millions and millions of years. You know, muscles stretch, bones break.
I'm sick of being pregnant.
Well, maybe it's like a turkey, you know, when this comes out, it's red.
Oh, cut it out. Don't. I mean, what if I can't even make it through the delivery? What if I'm not strong enough? I'm scared, Roseanne.
Well, so was I.
You were? Really? Well, how did you get through it?
Well, you just grunt and groan and scream and know that it's the most agonizing thing you're ever going to go through.
And then you see her perfect little face and you knew it was all worthwhile.
Yeah, whatever. I got this whole dinner from one of those banquet rooms over the Holiday Inn. They were just going to throw the stuff away.
My little Rosie's a whiz with the leftovers.
Yeah, well, I figure this would be one of your last nights of freedom. From now on, for the rest of your lives, you'll be worried about that kid every second.
Hey, where are your kids?
Hell if I know.
Oh, by the way, Fred, if you're thinking about being in the delivery room, things can get a little wild in there. You might want to wear a cup.
I'm looking forward to it. Not only did Jackie and I get to welcome this new life that we created, it's going to be our third date.
Well, you know, it's a very stressful time for a woman, so make sure one of you is always rubbing my shoulders.
Roseanne, why don't I help you with the dessert?
Well, where are you going? The dessert's in here.
I know. I just thought we should discuss it before we serve it.
Well, Jackie, now, if you're having issues with chocolate cake, I think you should confront the cake directly.
Look, it's a really big deal for Fred to be in the delivery room with me when the baby's born.
Okay, but it's going to be kind of crowded because I made big promises to DJ Science Class.
The hospital only lets one extra person in the room.
So that means... What, Fred is the extra person?
Well, I know we always talked about doing it together, but it's real important to him.
Is that what you want?
Well, I feel like it's the right thing to do. I mean, he is the father. He has rights.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've only been your sister for 38 years, but then on the other hand, he did buy you dinner and a movie.
Hey.
I told her.
Roseanne, I know you're probably upset, but you won't be able to be there when the baby's born.
No, I'm just fine. DJ took a bath yesterday, so I've witnessed my miracle for the week.
Well, I knew if Jackie talked to you, you'd understand.
I'm sorry.
Hey, if you guys are done discussing the dessert, I think it might be fun to eat it.
I'll get it.
Are you all right with this?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, Fred. You have something hanging off your chin here.
Oh!
There, I got it. So she's definitely moving back into her old pattern. You know, she thinks she has to please the man. So she's letting Fred go in there instead of me.
Well, he is the father, Roseanne.
I know he's the father. Don't you think I know he's the father? Why is everybody so obsessed about Fred being the father?
Well, the truth is, Roseanne, she probably doesn't really need anyone in there. I read about some foreign women who do it all on their own.
Well, what if something goes wrong? You know, Fred's going to be, like, totally useless in there. They all are. I couldn't even hear my kid because Dan was crying so loud.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Not good. I went to step up on a curb. Took me 2 tries.
Well, a woman in your condition shouldn't be walking anyway.
You're right, Mother. I should just driven the car right into the restaurant.
Looks like someone's a little testy. I'll be going now. I tell you, when I was pregnant with you and felt a little edgy, I didn't let it bother me. I just went home and had a nice bottle of wine.
I cannot believe she drank when she was pregnant with us.
Oh, relax, Jackie. After a few months inside Mom, we probably needed a couple shots.
Well, sorry I'm late.
Yeah, so what'd the doctor say?
He said that the baby's head has dropped and I'm 2 centimeters dilated.
Wow, so have you lost your mucus plug yet?
Ladies, these are customers.
Not if we don't wait on them, they ain't. Till then, they're just people sitting at a counter. So, did you?
Not yet, I don't think. What is it, anyway?
It's this, like, hunk of mucus that sits up there and plugs up the opening to the, what do you call it, cervix.
Well, what next to impress the customers, Roseanne? Perhaps take one of the hamburger buns and use it to loofah your butt.
Gee, just for that, Leon, you are not getting any of our homemade placenta shampoo.
Jackie, the counter, please.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. My water just broke.
Mom, is she leaking?
What do I do? Roseanne, tell me what to do.
Well, get your coat and come on.
Okay.
We're taking your car because Dan just put brand new duct tape on my seats.
Oh, my God. It's because I pushed her too hard, didn't I? I mean, Roseanne, I mean, her water didn't break because I...
Asked her to wipe the counter? Yes, it did, Leon. I hope you're happy. Now Jackie is going to have to go through the agonizing pain of a dry birth.
Hey, I'm ready. I think I'm going to have a baby.
I'm going to be there with you. DJ, let's move.
Mom, did your water break when you had me?
By the time I had you, everything was already broken.
My water just broke. When anything of mine breaks, I want to be at the hospital.
Well, yeah, we're going to the hospital. I just want to stop by here and grab a bag that I packed for you and some crossword puzzles. Well, I'll need something to do between screams.
We don't have time for this.
Yes, we do, Jackie. I had this very same thing when I had Becky. You know, I was standing right here in the living room. My water broke. It was like a whole day before I had her. Then it was another 12 years before I could get her to shampoo that spot out of the carpet.
Well, what if the baby comes? I'd have to have it here. I don't want to have my baby where Dan takes his naps.
Jackie, I would not let you have your baby on that couch. You know how many things we've lost in there.
Oh, I'm having one.
Okay.
I'm having one now.
Okay, well, remember, you breathe in. Come on, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, and out. 2, 3, 4, 5. In. And out.
It's gone. You think it's over?
Well, gee, I don't know. Do you see a baby around here?
I know it's kind of late for this, but I'm starting to rethink this whole baby thing.
Everything's going to be great, Jackie, I promise.
Really scared.
Well, don't you worry about nothing, because I'm going to be right there
with
you.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without you. Could you call Fred?
That is exactly what I was just thinking.
I'm sorry.
No, he should be called. After all, he is the father. Everyone knows that he's the father. They all keep telling me that he's the father. He better be the father.
Well, don't get all mad.
I'm not mad.
Well, don't get sad either.
Well, you got to pick one.
Well, maybe we don't have to call Fred yet. I mean, how much time do we have left?
Oh, well, I think you got about 11, 12 hours of horrifying, unbearable pain to look forward to. Unless it's one of those difficult births.
Well, we'll wait a little while before we call him. Because, I mean, if he's going to be alone with me all during the delivery, then it's only fair that you should be alone with me during the labor. And that way we can have a little sister time together.
Well, if that's your decision, Jackie, you know, you need to think about you now. That's what they taught you in that Lamaze class that I drove you to through the snow that one time.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll get me to the hospital, we'll get me all settled in the room, and then we'll call Fred.
All right, well, if that's what you want, my hands are tied. BJ, you entertain her while I go grab the bag.
Okay. You know, Grandma says your baby's gonna be a bastard.
I still think we got here too soon.
Too soon? Any minute I'm going to look down there, he's going to be staring back at me. We've been here over an hour. Do you think we ought to call Fred?
Well, we could call him, but I mean, you know, I think it's going to be a lot more hours.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I told you. The only women that give birth real fast are like those big, fat Iowa women that don't even know they're pregnant in the first place. Paris, over here.
What's the problem?
Well, I have a dull headache, and she's about to spew forth a human being from her loins.
Oh, here we go again.
You cannot be having a contraction already. It's only been 1 minute, and you're still 4 minutes apart. She's a bit of a whiner.
Insurance?
No, we don't have any insurance, but we do have this public aid medical card.
Oh, gee, you know, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to take you. We've met our quota of public aid cases for the year.
Oh, terrific. Well, then can you point us in the direction of the nearest manger?
No, I'll arrange for an ambulance to take you over to the county hospital.
County? No, I can't have my baby at county. I don't want my kid born next to a gunshot victim.
I'm sorry, but unless this is an emergency, I have to follow the rules.
We're not going to county. County is dangerous. We wouldn't even visit our own mother when we put her in there.
Oh, God. It's coming again.
I think maybe those contractions are 1 minute apart.
I know. I'm having one of those emergency births.
Better admit you right away.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, good work we're in. Next time, don't lay it on so thick. You sound more like a cow.
I'm not faking.
That's impossible. This is your first baby. Everybody knows that takes hours.
Oh, no, not necessarily. I mean, with all the pain she's having, I think it'll be real soon.
I'm not ready. Fred's not here yet.
Well, you know, I'll call him. I'll get Fred here.
He's gonna miss the whole thing. You told me I would have a lot of time. You lied to me.
I did not lie to you. I've had 3 kids, and it took the usual 3 or 4 days. It's not my fault you're a freak.
Why?
You gotta call Fred! I will call Fred! Just get in the chair and shut up and keep your legs together. Hey, my beeper just went off. My liver's ready.
Oh, help, Bobby, help!
Hi, is Fred there?
No, he's not.
Well, as soon as he gets back, tell him he's got to get to the hospital right away because Jackie's having the baby. And tell him I called an hour ago.
How's it going?
And Jackie's in labor.
Yeah, I know. I came home for lunch and DJ told me her water heater broke. I was halfway to her house to fix it when I realized what he meant.
I mean, she's in the delivery room. It could happen any minute.
Yeah, where's Fred?
Fred, well, it's so weird, you know. I mean, me and Jackie were just talking and everything, and we just thought we'd have more sister time, and I mean, how was I supposed to know she's like one of the fat ladies in Iowa?
Fred doesn't know, does he? Man, I knew you wanted to be in the delivery room, but I never thought you'd sink this low.
You don't understand. It didn't happen like that.
Well, then how did it happen? What possible excuse could you have?
I don't believe you, Dan. You expect me to sit here and make up excuses when you should be out there looking for Fred?
I don't know where to look for Fred.
Well, you better think of someplace, because if he misses this delivery, I am going to have to live with that guilt for the rest of my life, and it will eat at me and eat at me until it destroys you.
Did Roseanne find Fred yet?
No. My goodness, I've heard of being left at the altar, but I've never heard of being left in the stirrups.
Laugh while you can, old woman.
Oh, Jackie. I think the pain has killed your sense of humor.
I'm not having any pain. I had an epidural. See? Well. I bet I could get my foot behind my head. Oh, my. Who put these booties on my feet?
I did when you weren't looking.
Lydia, skin them off.
Jackie, you haven't shaved your legs. My God. The baby's liable to be born with rug burn.
Mother, can we talk about something else?
All right. Have you thought about names?
No, I haven't decided yet. Oh, God, there I am about to give birth. I haven't even decided on a name for my baby.
Oh, now, don't get all worked up. Just name it the first thing that comes into your mind. You can always change it later.
Can't change it later?
Well, of course you can. We don't call you Marjorie, do we?
Why would you call me Marjorie?
Because that used to be your name. Only Roseanne couldn't pronounce it. She kept calling you My Jackie. We thought it was so cute. We all started calling you My Jackie. And after a while, you just became Jackie.
My name used to be Marjorie.
Yes. It probably still is. I think that's what's written on your birth certificate.
You don't even know my own name. You're supposed to be my mother.
Oh, we told you all this years ago.
No, you never told. No, never, 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 never told me that.
Now, Jackie, don't upset yourself. It's no big deal.
It's no big deal. It's my name. You go ask 1,000 people if they think that's a big deal. They're going to say, yes, that is a very big deal.
Or was it Mary Jane?
Hey, did you find him?
Yeah, he's in Elgin. He won't be back for 3 hours.
3 hours? Oh, my God, she's ready to pop any minute.
Sorry?
Oh, my God. No, he's going to miss this. He's going to miss the birth of his baby. And he'll never get over it, Dan. He'll never get this moment back. And it's all my fault. I'm like the most horrible person that ever lived.
Where is she?
Right there.
Yeah, I think you had that coming.
Yeah, you're right. You had that coming.
Where's Fred?
He's scrubbing up. Thanks for getting him for me. Roseanne, did you know my name used to be Marjorie?
Well, how are we feeling, Miss Harris?
Okay.
Okay, let's take a look at you. Mm-hmm.
I apologize for her legs. I told her to shave them.
Just as I thought, you're fully dilated. This baby is ready to be born.
Real? Oh, the baby's ready?
Yep, now I need everybody out except for the coaching partner.
Okay. Bye,
dear.
Okay. Good luck.
I'll be pacing.
Bye-bye.
Whoa, stirrup alert. Let's go, Roseanne.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, don't you worry about nothing, because everything's going to be just fine.
All right.
I'm just right out there.
Okay, I love you, Roseanne.
Love you, too, oh. Marjorie.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Fred. And I'm sorry that I didn't call you sooner.
Look, Roseanne, I'm not going to forgive you right now, okay? So don't even try. We'll talk about it later.
Don't say that to her.
Don't get yourself all upset now, Jackie.
Well, he shouldn't be mad at you. It's my fault. I wanted her to be a part of this all along.
Well, I really need everyone else to clear the room now.
Bad enough, she has to miss the delivery.
Look, Jackie, if you wanted Roseanne here, you should have just told me.
Hey, Fred, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you. I'm sure the father of Jackie's next baby will let me come in the delivery room.
Look, Jackie, if you're going to resent me, then I should just go.
No, no way, because then I'm going to feel all horrible guilt. No, I'm going.
No, don't everybody go.
You're going to have to ask one of them to leave.
Well, why do I have to make this decision? I'm the one having the baby. This is a really stressful time for me. You're asking me to choose between the father and the person who's most important to me in my life. Oh, Mama, my epidural's wearing off.
Okay, all right. Now, look, her sister is staying. You want me to leave, you're going to have to physically throw me out of the room. You can't be serious. Go ahead and try it. You're going to be glad you're already in a hospital. Okay, fine. I don't have time to argue. Look, just put on a gown and get out of my way, all right?
Quite a man you
got. Yeah, he's my protector.
You're starting to tear, so I'm going to have to cut you.
Holy cow.
Okay, Jackie, now push.
Oh, it's not coming.
Hey, remember what they taught us in Lamaze, Jackie? Visualize. Imagine a bowling ball going through a garden hose.
I can see the head.
Jackie, it's gonna hit.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jackie, it's beautiful.
Is it okay?
It's perfect.
It's a boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
Oh, dear.